Jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath. Too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things. It's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Can be loud, it's love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicated things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Love God, Love His People. We're back. I was sick this last time, so we had to put off the podcast because I didn't want to make Trish sick. And let's welcome Trish back right now. Hey, Trish.
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here today.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing, you know.
I missed it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've missed it too, and we've missed everybody out there, and we want to thank everybody for continuing with the Facebook sites that,
yes.
that we have, and everybody's mm-hmm. been real active on those, and they are growing, and we are growing. I want to let Trish say a prayer right now, but before she does, I'm going to talk about my nephew, Michael Condley, who was the father of Mikey. That we call Mikey and everything, who passed away this last 2 weeks, I guess, 2 to 3 weeks. And he's not doing really well. So I want everybody out there to pray for him, if you will. Okay. All right, Trish, why don't you take off on this prayer and let's get started with this.
All right. Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus today. We thank you for the day that you've given us and for the podcast, Father God. We ask that you bless this word that you have sent forth and that people would receive it into their hearts and their minds. And just let them know that they are loved. And Father God, we pray right now for Michael. Is that Michael?
Yes, Michael.
We pray for Michael. Father God, he's hurting right now. And we just ask that you go. You are the comforter. You are the one that can love him and let him know that you're with him and through this time of grief. And Father God, we just ask that you just are faithful and merciful and full of love for him, that he will feel all of that in his life. And that, you know, at times we don't understand why things happen. But Lord, we just ask in Jesus' name that you comfort him and just hold him in your arms, Father, and give him a hug and let him know that you're there and that you are walking through this with him. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name for that. We just thank you for all the needs of the people that are listening to this podcast today. We ask that each and every need be met in the name of Jesus. We rebuke Satan and his strategies against them in the name of Jesus, and we tell him that you need to take your hands off of these people in Jesus' name. And Father, we just ask that you bless this podcast today, that it will go into the hearts and minds of the ones that are listening to it, and we give you all praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We're glad everybody's here. This is, I've got a couple of days, and I'm fixed to go into surgery and have my knee replaced and with all the other metal that I've got in me and everything. I will be a cyborg at that time. You know, that's half robot, half human. So anyway, God still loves me.
Yes, he does.
I just hope.
You've had a lot of people praying for you already.
Oh, yes, I have. And I appreciate that. Y'all have built up my confidence.
Well, we'll pray for you at the end of this.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. Well, let's also talk about our Facebook sites. We brought those up a while ago. Love God, Love His People, which all we do on there is positive and encouraging stuff. We've been operating for almost 5 years and never once had anything negative on that. that site and everything. Love God, Love His People. And then we've got Can I Pray For You? Now, on the both of those sites, Trish does some stuff, and I'll get her to explain that to you.
God gives me like different things to put on there, like prayer for the day, thought for the day, treasured words, words of that are treasures, just odds and ends things. And sometimes it's just when I'm reading or studying, God brings something forth and I just share it with everybody. So it's just a whole bunch of things.
Well, great. I mean, it's become very, very popular. Everybody's really, really enjoying it on those sites and everything. And like I said earlier, those sites are growing.
Yes.
Remarkably here, especially here lately since you've been putting that stuff on there. So that's a great thing for everybody to check out. If you haven't seen them on there, I don't know how come you wouldn't, but check them out and read them and see what is going on with those.
Some days I get carried away.
That's all right. That's all right. I don't think you can get carried away too much with God.
No.
So the podcast today is going to be Does It Seem Like the End of Time is Near, Part 2. We started Part 1 about 4 weeks ago and had the Easter thing in the middle of it. And now we've got the other one coming back. But after this one, we're not going to continue it on. We'll be going on to other stuff and everything. I want to remind everybody, though, that by June, we need ideas for the 5-year celebration of the Love God, Love His People. So keep thinking about that and giving us that information. That's got to be in by June the 1st because it's July that we're going to, that month, we're going to be running all that kind of stuff. Now, Backpack Ministries are doing well. I hear from other people talking about what they're doing, and what we're doing is just a great and wonderful thing. And we can't seem to keep the backpacks in stock. We have to continue buying them because the need is so great out there, and we want to remind everybody that's what this podcast is about, is showing love to everybody. Mm-hmm. And you can do that by feeding somebody or giving somebody who lives on the street the means to be able to survive.
Yep.
And that's what it's about and everything. So anyway, I guess that's all we need to bring up right now and everything. We'll go on with the podcast here. And everything. It's called Does It Seem Like the End of Time is Near, Part 2. As we start today, we're going to go back to that last podcast that I told you about a couple of weeks ago and remind everybody the subjects and reiterate on the subjects before we go into the new one. Eschatology is the study of the end of times. We brought up the Olivet Discourse, which Jesus gives the prophecy about the greater persecution, of Christians before the end. That's in Matthew 24:9. This last podcast, we found 8 signs of the times that all Christians should know, and we went through 4 of them. Number 1, hearts grow cold. Number 2, the Great Disillusion. Number 3, wars and rumors of wars. And number 4 is natural disasters. Now, this is going to lead up to 4 more of the signs that Christians need to know about going toward the end of times. I want to reiterate with everybody, this is very important to understand the end of times, what you're going to be looking for, and who you can trust. I understand that some of you have a lot of fear about the end of time. The funny thing is all the scary stuff we have to go through, we won't go through it. We're just going to go directly to heaven. if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and live the good Christian life. Pray to God and ask Him to handle your fear and ask Him if He wants you to understand about these times. God is letting us know on this podcast that it is very important that we help you know and understand this subject. Okay, let's get started. Number 5, the persecution of Christians. During the Olivet Discourse, Jesus gives the prophecy about the greater persecution of Christians before the end. And this is in Matthew 24:9. Jesus warns His disciples, "Then they will deliver you to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for My name's sake." Now, this is the only part of the Olivet Discourse that we talk about, but if you want to read the entire discourse, go to Matthew 24:1 through Matthew 53. That will explain it a little better and in more detail. I think you'll understand it, and it's very important that you do understand it. I bet you didn't know that almost twice as many Christians have been martyred over the past century than previous 1900 years combined. It is real. Several people were not only persecuted, but flat out murdered. One prominent example of persecution around the world is in the countries where religious freedom is restricted, such as North Korea, where Christians face severe persecution for their faith, including imprisonment, torture, and execution. Additionally, in regions plagued by sectarian violence and extremism, such as parts of the Middle East, Africa, and Asia, Christians are targeted by radical groups with radical ideologies. Terrorist organizations like ISIS have systematically targeted Christian communities, carrying out attacks on churches, kidnapping believers, and forcibly displacing entire populations. In societies governed by authoritarian regimes, Christians often face legal and social discrimination, restricting their ability to practice their own faith freely and openly. Despite persecution, believers worldwide continue to stand firm in their faith and demonstrating resilience, courage, and unwavering commitments to Christ. The persecution of Christians reminds us of the spiritual warfare where we wear the armor of God. Number 6, false prophets. False prophets will emerge during the end times. Leaders who deceive people with misleading teachings and false signs, which Jesus teaches in Matthew 24:24, stating, "For false prophecies and false messiahs will appear in and perform great signs and wonders to deceive. If possible, even the elect will witness the proliferation of false prophets and misleading teachings in various religious and spiritual content. These individuals often claim divine authority or supernatural powers to attract followers and explore through vulnerabilities for personal gain or power. One modern example of false prophets can be seen in certain charismatic leaders or self-proclaimed spiritual gurus who peddle prosperity gospel after New Age philosophies. These individuals often promise material wealth, health, and success in exchange for financial donations or adherence to their teaching. However, their messages often lack biblical truth and promote self-centeredness, greed, and spiritual delusion. Social media, while it can be a valuable tool, it can also be very poorly used by false teachers of all kinds. What was meant to be good because another opportunity to spread and teach those false doctrines, where individuals with large followers disseminate misleading information under the guise of spiritual enlightenment or hidden knowledge. Number 7 is false messiahs. Jesus explicitly warns us about false prophets in Matthew 24:24, stating, "For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." Wow, false prophets teach a wrong doctrine. A false Christ causes others to worship them as if they were a Masonic figure, which of course includes much bad teachings. These false Christs often attract followers by promising salvation, enlightenment, or spiritual fulfillment. Still, their teachings and actions contradict the teachings of Jesus Christ and the principle of the Christian faith. One recent example is David Koresh of the Branch Davidians. Koresh claimed to be the final prophet and the Lamb of God.
Ultimately, his cult ran into deadly conflict with federal authorities and other false prophets in Christ, like Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda of Grace International Ministry. He claimed to be reincarnated Jesus Christ, but recently widespread criticism and condemnation from Christian leaders and organizations. These individuals and others like him have exploited the vulnerabilities of their followers, manipulating their followers' belief for personal gain or power. Their claim to be Masonic figures have led to a tragic consequence, underscoring the importance of this discernment and critical thinking for every Christian in response to false Christ. We must cling to the one true Christ, Jesus, and test all other spirits by the Holy Spirit. The gospel of the kingdom to all nations. The way we have been talking about these times seems bad. I mean, well, it's not all bad news. The good news will be spread to every nation and people in the world before the end. In Matthew 24:14, Jesus declares, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." In the modern times, the gospel is proclaimed and spread to people of diverse cultures, languages, and nations worldwide. Advances in technology in communications and transportation have facilitated the global dissemination of the gospel, enabling believers to reach remote and unreached areas with the message of salvation. Social media can be a tool for good as well. Online platforms have revolutionized evangelism, allowing us to reach vast audiences across the borders and cultures through websites, social media, streaming platforms, and digital resources. As the gospel continues to be proclaimed to all nations, we eagerly anticipate the fulfillment of Jesus' promise and the culmination of God's redemptive plan for humanity. The global proclamation of the gospel is a testament to God's faithfulness and desire to all people to come to know Him and experience His saving grace. How should we react to the signs of the end times? Remember, with these signs, we're getting close. Not the tribulation or the end itself. In Matthew 24, Jesus calls these birth things like a woman in labor. The connections are painful and increase in intensity. While the period between shortens, we will always see some manifestation of these aspects. However, are they becoming more prevalent and more intense? One clear growing sign is the persecution of Christians. Either way, we know the end of the story. We have a share and unshakable hope in Christ. The devil will do all he can to distract and discourage us from the end, but the end is unchangeable. The victory of Christ will redeem all things and make all things new. This is the gospel of the kingdom we declare and invite all people to trust in peace. We have gotten through all the signs that people need to know about the coming of the eschatology, which is the study of the end of days. We had planned on the next podcast to do 5 points on the major eschatology, but we will be doing something else a little different. Tricia will be doing it. She's holding it as a surprise, not letting us know, because this came straight from God. Mm-hmm. But I hope everybody understands some of the signs of the end of times that we are headed into, because we were really in some rough times right now.
Yes, and we as Christians need to be talking to Jesus and God every day about this. We need to pray for guidance and wisdom in our own lives, and we need to stay in the Word of God. Prayer is a conversation with God. It's not just a tool to ask Him for something we want. It's a tool for us to pray for our country, to pray for our fellow Christians, to pray for really the whole world. And we need to do that. We need to get our hearts right with God. And the only way we're going to do that is to have a relationship with Him, read our Bible and know what He says, and just look to Him, not to this world.
Exactly. And we need to also communicate, like she said, with each other.
Yes.
This country was set up on trust in God. That's what the forefathers set this up doing. Where it's headed for today, is socialism and communism in this country. The government, the people in the government are saying, well, if you've got money, then we'll listen to you. But if you don't, we're not going to listen to you. But then we have people out there who are hearing all of this, and they're just brushing it over, and they say, oh, it'll be taken care of. You know, God says we have to stand up for ourselves, and we have to tell people about God and what God can do for us. We can't just ignore, you know, what's going on in our country right now.
Well, and I think it's important that there's more Christians that need to be involved in the political aspect of our country. You know, we need more Christians in office. We need more Christians to stand up and say, hey, we don't like this. We're not going to vote for this. We're not going to do this, you know. And many people just don't even go and vote. And many people don't, you know, they gripe sometimes, but they don't really do anything about it, you know.
Exactly. And in this country, we the people decide on votes. You know, that's how we decide and everything. In one of the states, as a matter of fact, I was noting, they had votes for over 100,000 people for non-committed. What is that? That does no good. I mean, you have to vote for someone out there who's going to bring this country back to God.
Yes.
That's what we have to do, is bring this country back to God. And to be able to do that, we have to pay attention to what's going on. We have to listen, and we have to hear, and we need to speak up. Mm-hmm. You know, those people that you elected, okay, tell them, hey, you're not doing the job that we elected you for, so we're going to find somebody else. Because that's the way it works, you know. Everybody out there who works for a living knows that if you don't do your job very well, you're not going to be there very long.
And I just want to say one thing. Our country's motto is one country under God.
Yes.
And that's always been the way it started. And so we need to remember our roots. We need to remember where we came from. And why God has blessed America so much is because we put Him first.
Exactly. And what the government and a lot of things is doing is trying to stop Christianity.
Yes.
Because if we end up being a socialist country or being a communist country, we cannot worship who we want to worship. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to worship who's in power, and we're not going to do that. And it's going to hit some dark times. You know?
Well, I think that part of that was when they wanted all the churches closed for the COVID virus. And many of us rebelled, and we didn't close our churches.
Well, exactly, because how do you get rid of something bad? You pray. You go to church, and you pray for it, you know, and everything. And as we look back and see that COVID fiasco, which was COVID, and we're learning how our government was involved with it and everything.
Right.
That's what we're talking about here today. We need to get Christianity back into the government.
And the churches.
Exactly. And hold people accountable.
Yes.
Okay? Hold people accountable. Okay? Our churches, our pastors. Mm-hmm. You know, when they're in these churches, we need to stand up mm-hmm. for what we need to stand up for. You know?
Well, you know, God has put prophets here on this earth. And I listen to some of them. And they all say the same thing. God is going to start first in the house of God.
Exactly.
So if you are not right with God, I suggest you get right with Him. Because going to church every Sunday is not going to save you. Your relationship with Him is going to save you. And I think it's just very important. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in bigger churches around the world that is totally against what God teaches.
Yes, that's exactly true. And you know, we hear these countries that do not worship God, that worships up something else. They're pushing the violence mm-hmm. on everybody else, trying to force us with violence to respect supposedly their God. You know, and all of this in this country just needs to change. Because God gave us a choice. We can accept Him or we cannot accept Him, you know? And that's the way this country does. We can accept it or not accept it, you know? And what we have to do is make sure everybody has the information. That's what God told us to do, okay? He says, go out in the world, you know?
And teach everybody about Jesus.
Exactly. And that's what we need to do. No more of this hiding, lowering your head when you hear something like this and saying, there's nothing I can do about it? Well, there is. You have a voice, okay? Yeah, you have one voice.
Jesus used to call the Christian supposedly leaders vipers and in different things. You know, he said you're just a bunch of vipers, and you know, so that's not a good thing.
No, that's not a good thing at all. And that's what we're talking about here today is Christians need to be open. Mm-hmm. Open to not only God and Jesus, but open to the people that are around them. And when they're wrong, say, wait a minute, this is not right. You know, let's fix this. And let's fix it. Let's get it fixed. Let's bring our country back to where it used to be a long, long time ago.
One nation under God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope everybody really understands what we're talking about. If you don't, get a hold of us at Love God, Love His People, or can I pray for you? And we'll talk to you about it. We really need to be concerned because I do believe we are coming near the end. And I'm excited about it because when the end comes, I'm going straight up to Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, that's where I'm going. And
well, I look at it either way. I'm going with Jesus.
Yeah.
So.
So that's we just want to make sure everybody understands about this. I know it's not a subject that everybody likes to hear about.
And I just want to say, we try to do this podcast because you have a choice and you need to get right with Jesus. And if you don't know him, get to know him and accept him as your Savior.
Exactly, which brings us to the next part of our podcast. We are going to read the Sinner's Prayer. And if you repeat this after us, okay, if you feel that you want to bring Jesus in as your Lord and Savior, repeat after us, and at the end of this, he will be in your heart.
That's right. And then you need to start reading your Bible, and you need to start fellowshipping with other Christians.
Exactly.
Okay. Dear God.
Dear God.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
I want to turn from my sins.
I want to turn from my sins.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
And I ask for your forgiveness.
I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son.
I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son.
I believe he died for my sins.
I believe he died for my sins.
And that you raised him to life.
And that you raised him to life.
I want him to come into my heart.
I want him to come into my heart.
And to take control of my life.
And to take control of my life.
I want to trust Jesus as my Savior.
I want to trust Jesus as my Savior.
And follow him as my Lord.
And follow him as my Lord.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the family of God and Jesus Christ.
Woohoo! Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your journey is just beginning.
Exactly.
Make sure you get into your Bible and read it every day. If you don't understand it, find somebody that does, that helps you.
Exactly. And I want to bring up something right now about the Bible and everything. Before, we've had Bible ministries for people who didn't have Bibles and they couldn't read them if they don't have them. Well, just about everybody I know has a cell phone now, and there's apps out there with all versions of the Holy Bible.
Yes.
And they're free. And there's no reason you can't have those and go to those every day. It's not a big book that you have to read. It's your phone, and you carry it around anyway.
Right, and you're on it most of the time anyway.
Exactly,
so
and that's
let
what
let God fill your heart.
Yeah, and that's,
your mind.
Exactly, and just when you're sitting around somewhere and pick it up and look at it and read a verse out of it, you know, 3, 4 times, 5 times, 10 times a day. Read the whole chapter, but do read it and everything, and then pray to God to help you to understand it.
And you need to associate with other Christians. And I suggest you get into a church that you want to go to.
Exactly. Churches can be very, very important.
Yes.
With new Christians especially, because there's a lot of people in there you can talk with in everything.
And they'll help you.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to us today. And until next time on Love God, Love His People.
Love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right.